Good evening, everyone. This is Mulberry Blue Shimmer with another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast reply. In this instance, I'm replying to Magic in his rather volatile, I guess is the word, pod thread on the Sea Shepherd and the whaling that Greenpeace has been trying to stop. And some pretty strong opinions there, mate. I've got to say, you kind of left everyone in no doubt as to where you stand. I admire you for that, but I've got to come back at you with a couple of sort of rebuttals here. I mean, you're talking about Greenpeace, which I've got a fair few disagreements with them anyway. It's interesting that the founder of Greenpeace actually left them because they've kind of strayed off his original path and has turned into some real... strange anti-corporation, anti-this, anti-that, anti-everything. I think originally their mission in going down there and stopping the whaling was good, but you're talking about them breaking international law on the high sea. Well, so's Japan. So's the whaling fleet. There has been a moratorium on whaling commercially since 1986. Japan gets around the laws, and for some reason, whatever the hell it is, and at this point, I'm not even really sure what it is. You could argue what it is until, you know, the sun comes up, which here is in about 6 hours or something like that. Sorry, I got a sore throat. There has been a moratorium on whaling. There is a moratorium on whaling. The Japanese government gets around it by saying that their whaling is for scientific research purposes. How much research do they need to do on how whale tastes good with soy sauce? That's where most of it ends up in Japan. While you can actually rant and rave all you want against the guys that were down there, I have to give them kudos for having enough guts to actually go down there and stand up for their beliefs in this. I don't necessarily agree with their methods, but mate, you're ranting against them. What about the Japanese government? Isn't that as much an act of terrorism? If we're talking about acts of terrorism against Greenpeace, what about the bombing of the Rainbow Warrior in the 80s? That was also an act of terrorism. Greenpeace running into that coral reef just in the Philippines recently, I don't know if you know about that, that was just an act of stupidity. But the Japanese government, in their whaling, is also breaking international laws. Only they're doing it very subtly, and you can argue yes with or without violence. Well, tell that to a whale that's staring a harpoon in its face. All right? Anyway, this is Mulberry Blue Shimmer signing off.